God of hope and light, your good news has been emblazoned across the skies. The great starry night of Jesus' birth, sung by angels, celebrated by shepherds, witnessed by animals. You have given to us a new chance, a reminder of your continual love for us. Be with us in this worship today. Guide our thoughts, our lives, our spirits. Heal and restore us. Help us to sing like the angels, because the King of Heaven has come. We thank you so much, Lord. Help us to shine your light into the dark world. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's stand and join our voices together, singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, King of Heaven.
Oh,
was right here. All right, join me in the call to worship. The words will be on the screen. Good Christian friends, rejoice with heart and soul and voice.
Christ is born today. Hallelujah.
Amen. The King of heaven has come down to earth.
Glory to God in the highest.
Amen and amen. Please be seated.
We come to our time in the service when we are wanting to talk about our joys and our concerns. So I'm going to ask if anybody here has any joys they'd like to share. Any joys? Yes. So Felicia says it was wonderful to be with her family, and I'm getting lots of head nods. I think there's a lot of people who are very thankful for being with their families this season and friends. And friends. Yes. Anything online? Anybody's got some joys or concerns online? I know we've got a chat box up there. Nothing coming through? All right, well, how about concerns? Because we know we've got some friends who this might not have been the happiest time of the year for them.
Lived in Georgia, and he succumbed to COVID. So he graduated with me, and they're doing his service sometime this week on the 29th. So he happened to pass away just before Christmas, so his family had to deal without him.
Yes, Gene. All right. Owen. So Jan, for those people online, Jan has a grandson, a great nephew, who was born 3 weeks ago and has had some heart surgery and is not doing well. So we want to keep Owen in our prayer. Anyone else? Well, we do have, I have a note here that David Lee has a birthday coming up on Thursday this coming week. So we want to keep that in our prayers and in our joys as we celebrate. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God of glory, your splendor shines from the manger in Bethlehem, where the light of the world was humbly born into the darkness of a human night. Lord, just open our eyes to the presence in the shadows of our world, so that we, like him, may become justice and defenders for all that there is no room for. Light of life, you came, born into human pain and joy, and you give us the power to be your children. Lord, we just ask that you grant us faith to see your presence among us, so that all of your creation may sing new songs of gladness and walk in the ways of peace. Lord, we thank you so much that you would come and be amongst us. Lord, we know that you've left us words that can be comfort to us in our deepest needs, that we have you to lean on. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Into our hearts, now come.
And this is a time of the service where we talk about our tithes and our offerings. The tithes that we bring of our gifts, of our time, of our presence, of our financials. But it's not just the financials. We have three different ways that you can do. You can put it in the plate. You can mail it in. You can go online. Any of those ways. How awesome that we can offer back to God and give him glory for all the blessings that he has given us. Joseph accepted a baby that was not his own. Mary loved and cared for him. The wise men traveled far, bowing down in worship and offering gifts of great value. The poor shepherds rejoiced and spread the news of the Savior's birth. Each gave what they had to give, whether gifts of wealth or gifts of heart. Lord, grant to us the willingness to be like them and do the same.
Christmas Day. Their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells are ringing like a choir, they're singing. In my heart I hear them, peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. It is strong and mocks the song. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing like a choir singing. Does anybody hear them? On earth, goodwill to men. Then rang the bells more loud and deep. God's not dead, north nor he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill to revolve from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime. A peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the bells, they're ringing the choir, they're singing. And with our hearts, we'll hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Do you hear the bells, they're ringing? The light, the angels singing. Open up your heart and hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth.
Oh, come, all ye faithful. It's number two. The words will not be on the screen because this is random. You can pick your favorite carol and shout it out like we would do when we do our hymn sings. So this is number 234 in your hymnal.
There's a song in the air. Oh, it's been a while since we've done this one. I love this one. All right, let's do We Rejoice in the Light. All right, let's do 1 and 4. Oh, hang on, I'm John seeing to technical needs here. See, he didn't realize when he married me that that was in the fine print on the marriage vows there. That's what he gets for not reading them. All right. All right, number 249, there's a song in the air, and we'll sing 1 and 4.
Save that one for last.
Okay. Anybody else have a favorite that they haven't heard yet this season or want to hear again? 251. 251. I think that is the King. Nope. Oh, tell it on the mountain. Amen and amen to that. All right, let's see. 1, 2.
Six.
Two, four, six.
Hey. Anyone online have anyone either?
Okay. 2, 3, 6. Careful, careful, careful. Okay. One and six.
I heard 238 over here. Which one are you going first? 230?
230, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and then we'll do 238, which is
Angels We Have Heard.
Angels, right? That's right. Okay, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Let's do 1 and 4.
Yeah, one that I know.
Okay,
let's see.
Louder on this one.
That's right.
Y'all know this one.
Yep. Sing out. If ever there was a day, today is the day.
Oh.
nice. I heard some altos out there. 245. All right. Yes, indeed. All right. Too sharp. Sorry, let's do, let's do 1, 2, and 5. Okay, we'll do that one more time.
Said we're going to end on Joy to the World.
Is
that the end of the service?
No. At the end of the service, yes. Are we done? I wasn't done. Anybody else have one? 229. All right, infant holy, infant lowly.
Praise his voice, he breathed them.
2:16.
All right. 1 and 3. You're killing me here. All right. 4 flat. Okay. Sing We Now of Christmas, number 237. Let's do verse 1 and verse 3. Hopefully. I have to psych myself up. Give me a second. Okay. A good place to stop, and let's see, we have Tina, I believe you're going to pray for us.
Yes, join me in prayer. Holy God, we are amazed by your love. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to be our guide and redeemer. May we be like the shepherds who ran rejoicing to worship the Prince of Heaven. Open our hearts and minds to receive your word. This great gift of love sent for all, in Jesus' name, amen. And the scripture reading today, actually, it says it's Luke 2, 29 to 32, but we're going to start with verse 25. And it says, now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The power of music has been proven to heal, to comfort, to lift spirits. Any emotion that you have or feel can be expressed through music. And so that is what gives it its power. I wanted to just talk to you a little bit tonight about Silent Night, the hymn. I think most people know the history of the song, how it was created by a pastor when, they didn't have the organ, they didn't have singers, and he just sat and created this little song on his guitar. And I don't think he knew how much he was going to change the world when he wrote that little him. But Silent Night is so much more powerful. And I want to talk to you about Christmas Eve 1914, 6 months into World War I. On Christmas Eve 1914, an unofficial, very unofficial, and temporary ceasefire was observed between the British and German troops serving in the trenches along the Western Front. Now, these young men had been away from home and fighting this war for 6 months. They really thought, everybody thought that it would be over by Christmas, but it was just beginning. The conditions in the trenches, I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of the trenches from along the Western Front, but the conditions were miserable, wet, cold, cramped, muddy, with no respite from the constant fear and sounds of battle. When I think of these young men, I think of how lonely, sad, and afraid they must have all been on both sides, mere boys away from home and missing their families. And that is one thing we all have in common all over this world. Morale was so low on the German side that the German high command sent Christmas trees and wine to the soldiers in an effort to boost morale and curb desertions. Now, as Christmas Eve progressed, the guns fell silent, and soldiers began to comfort themselves by singing Christmas carols and, you know, reading what little mail or foodstuffs they had received from home and remembering their loved ones. Eyewitness accounts, letters written home by some of the British soldiers indicate that the Germans began singing the carol
Stille Nacht, Silent Night, and began to sing along in English. Silent Night, Holy Night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Can you imagine how they felt in the midst of battle, singing about peace and silence and holiness and the babe of Bethlehem on both sides of no man's land, is what they called between the German trenches and the British and allies there. Soldiers from both sides began to cautiously climb out of the trenches to meet in the middle of no man's land. They began to communicate, some in English, some in German or French, others with gestures. They began to share gifts of food, drinks, cigarettes, sent from loved ones at home. They celebrated Christmas in the truest sense, a recognition of their common humanity and a shared faith. They talked, played games, sang carols, ate, and laughed together. Sounds like any Christmas celebration, doesn't it? The Christmas truce of 1914 was an unusual event that has never been repeated in time of war. It wasn't an official ceasefire, and it didn't happen in many places. But for those soldiers in that place and time, it was a Christmas miracle. Enemies brought together in a momentary peace to celebrate the greatest gift of love that came down for all mankind. A silent and holy night indeed. Advance the slide. It's not doing it automatically. There we go. These are actual pictures taken during that time by soldiers with their little pocket cameras that they had. Thank you. in some places along the front. That truce lasted not only through Christmas Day, but through the new year. How difficult it must have been for those young men to go back to their trenches and take up arms against somebody that they had shared joy and Christmas and peace, momentary though it may have been, knowing that someone they had shared with is now their enemy again. But for a moment, peace reigned on that battlefield. Never before has such a miracle happened, since has a miracle happened like that. And those men that lived through it and then through the war had a blessing that they could recount and tell and keep in their hearts. And they often, in their letters home, wrote about how difficult it was to shoot across those trenches again, knowing that they may be the one to kill someone that they had sung carols with. Can you imagine the pain that they must have felt? But the power of a hymn, the power of a song, to bring the guns to silence for a while, to create peace between enemies for a while. And my prayer and my request to you is to think about how, not how people are different, but how we are the same. All across the world, every nation, every religion, every creed and philosophy, God made us all the same. And our world needs to remember that. That for a while, that God can reach down in our lives and in the lives of our countries, our nations, our world, and bring peace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we praise you for your Son who came down to save us, to redeem us, to redeem all mankind as we are all created in your image. Lord, help us this Christmas season to remember to love our neighbor, wherever and whoever our neighbor may be. Help us to bring your light out of the manger, out of the stable, and into the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, and we're going to sing. Oh, I gotta go that way. Okay, let's stand, and we're gonna sing together, Joy to the World.
It's number 246.
And we're singing verses 1, 2, and 4.
All right, here we go.
And you see.
And now we ask that you go in peace. May the light of Jesus shine in your hearts so that others may see and find their way to him. Merry Christmas. Have a blessed day.